Managing the repair and maintenance businesses, how do you measure labor efficiency? Since I got into the management training business in the early 1990s, I have been involved with a large number of management and supervision personnel in the capital goods industries. Along with the current difficulty of finding and retaining technical personnel, there is another area of difficulty. There is a lack of clarity on how to measure the success of the department. I think the two critical elements for proper management of service function are labor efficiency and quality. Yes, there are other aspects of the work with standards of performance that need to be achieved, but none are as critical. This is where we begin with the difficulties. How do you measure labor efficiency? The first problem is there are many terms and little agreement on what to measure and how to measure it. Let's explore. Billing efficiency. If a term is called billing efficiency, it should be relatively straightforward. You pay an employee to perform technical or mechanical functions and typically pay on an hourly basis. So, let's start with a standard year of hours and assume there is no overtime, to keep things simple. We will pay 20-80 hours to each employee. But remember, we don't have them available to work that whole amount of time. We offer vacations, there are government-mandated holidays, Christmas, Memorial Day, and so on. We have the employees attend training classes, they get sick, etc. These are reductions in the hours we have available from each technician to bill to jobs, hence, the term billing efficiency. Let me provide you an example. You have an employee who has been with you for 20 years, so he has 3 weeks of annual vacation. You give the employee 10 paid holidays, provide 2 weeks of training per year, and sickness causes the individual to be absent 1 week a year. That adds up to 8 weeks the employee is paid, but didn't work on jobs and make money for the company. 8 weeks at 40 hours per week is 320 hours to take away from the 2080 you pay for annually. That leaves 1760 hours that can be billed to jobs. When you do the math, that means the billing efficiency is 84.6%. To put it another way, you have available for work a technician 85% of the paid for time. Categorizing the work. So now we have a technician available to work. They will apply their time accordingly. They will work on the jobs they are given by management. The work is split into four different categories: 1. Customer work. 2. Internal work, for instance, jobs for the sales department. 3. Warranty work, jobs to correct manufacturer's defects. And 4. Expense work, jobs charged to the service department itself. Now comes the next measure. What is the percentage of work in your service department that is billed to customers? Many of your vendors will provide you a standard of performance for this category. Let me use 65%, meaning 65% of the work the technicians perform is on jobs that are chargeable to your customers. There is another critical element we need to expose. All of your service labor should be charged at the same price as you charge customers. That is the only way you can compare yourself if you have a multi-location operation. You have to consider each labor hour as an opportunity to sell. The hour should be sold to customers. That is even more clear and obvious if you reduce the rate to your sales department. After all, if you're subsidizing them, you're only charging what the vendor will reimburse you for warranty work, or even worse, you're charging at a lower rate to your service department. The wage of the technician will grossly understate the opportunity cost. I am not talking about the necessity of changing your financial reporting. This is a case where we need to create management reporting. Too often the financial report is the only management report, and that clearly does not satisfy all of the departmental needs. You don't want your service management to be in a situation where they have a backlog of customers, and due to the reduced labor rates on everything else, they will only work on customer work. That doesn't work very well, does it? Labor efficiency. So, we have 85% billing efficiency and we have a minimum of 65% of the work being billed to customers. How do we measure the labor efficiency of the technician? Each technician should receive 8 hours of standard time labor each day. There is the first problem, standard times. We will write about standard times in a future column. But let me say now it is the time the service management has set for a particular job at hand. This is the time the technician should take at standard performance to complete the work. This is all work except expense work. Remember, Expense work is labor time charged to the service department. An example is lost time when you don't have enough labor to keep all the technicians busy and they don't have anything to do. But that time should not affect the labor efficiency of the technician, should it? They didn't cause that. So, labor efficiency is only measured for customer, internal, and warranty labor. We give the technician 8 hours of labor, 480 minutes of standard time daily. I expect that work to be completed each day. If that is true, then the labor is 100% efficient. This means if the labor is not 100% efficient, the job will not be completed today. In a typical service operation, the supervisor is with each technician twice during the day. They speak once in the morning and once in the afternoon for about 15 minutes each time. The first time is to determine if the technician understands everything that needs to be done, and the second time is to determine completion. The question asked at the second meeting is, "Did you finish everything I gave you to do today?" If the answer is anything but yes, what question do you follow up with? Many of you may ask, "Why not?" But that is not correct. The proper second question is, "How much longer do you need?" You want the technician who started the job to be able to finish the job. If he goes home without completing the job and starts up the next day, there will be a serious loss of labor efficiency. It will take between 30 minutes and an hour for the technician to get back to the place he was at when he stopped. That is inefficient labor. The biggest enemy of labor efficiency is interruption, not completing the work in one stretch. So, the second question I ask is, can you stay and complete it? You may have noticed labor efficiency can be more than 100%. If a technician can complete the work in less than the standard time, that is indeed the case. My standard labor efficiency is 90%. In a scheduled, standard time shop, you should be able to achieve 115% labor efficiency. So, we have a billing efficiency of 85% and a labor efficiency of 90% and aim for a minimum of 65% of the labor being chargeable to customers. That takes us to the potential realization of the opportunity: what percentage of the billing time multiplied by the labor efficiency was actually achieved in service revenue. Could it be more complicated? That is why it is tough to manage a service department. There are many moving pieces. It requires talented, trained, and experienced management and supervision. That is not a common phenomenon, and the combinations of skills and abilities are getting scarcer. The time is now.